Disclaimer: the following podcast includes adult content topics, some profanity, and Bridgerton spoilers. Duh.
Dearest gentle listeners, have you heard the news? Welcome everyone to our podcast called Buds of the Tom, where we talk all things Bridgerton. My name is JP, and I'm your host for today's episode. Joining me today, I have all five other lovely ladies. Yay!
Yay, we're all here!
Finally!
We got Alondra.
Hey!
MC.
Hola!
Miss Mia.
Hello!
Miss Sarah.
Hey!
And Miss Caitlin.
Hello!
So first of all, happy new year, everybody.
Yeah.
2024. It's
a
crazy.
Small year.
I've known you guys for almost a year now.
Aww. Right?
I know.
I've never
met any of you.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Sadness.
Well, at least we have a timeline as to when that could possibly happen.
Yes.
A very long timeline.
I know.
Absolutely.
It is, but at least we have something to look forward to now.
Right. And it'll be this year. So that's good.
Yeah, yay! That's true. Yeah.
Pollen year.
Yay. So this is our first episode airing this year. So how's everyone doing? Does anybody have any New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolution is to meet you guys and watch Pollen.
Yeah.
My
resolution is to avoid watching part one, but just like all my past resolutions, I don't think I can keep this one.
I'm right with you there, because at first I was angry enough to just wait until June, but I don't know.
It's really hard.
It is. It's rather hard.
Anybody else?
Go ahead, MZ.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think mine is to reprioritize the like different things in my life, and like that would mean like family and friends. And I think that part of it is also like reprioritizing like the things that I love, you know, like Buzz of the Ton, and like also getting to know like different people that I want to in my life. And I would say that like I'm super super excited to get to meet all these lovely ladies.
Yes.
Because I have a lot of fun with them like offline, and I would love to spend it with them also in person.
I'm sassier. Absolutely. In person, MC, so
sassier?
Is that possible? I don't know.
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's
how
not
am
possible.
I in person? How am I in person?
It's not. My New Year's resolution is to see if I could get to this Bridgerton premiere, because I'm gonna meet Nick. I'm just playing. My New Year's resolution is to not worry so much this year. Try to keep them stress levels on zero. And travel more, because that's what I want to do. I actually plan on trying to go to Ireland this year. So that's going to be a thing. And then, just continue to explore. I know you will. No, I'm just playing.
We all will.
Right.
Sarah and Caitlin.
Well, I definitely want to try to do that every year. Like, I want to plan out of the country trip every year. But we have agreed that we will be going to London at the end of the year. So
yes.
We have time to plan that. But we will be going back to London again.
Part five.
You know what's going to be weird, though? I got to find out if there's, like, any shows or anything coming out. Hopefully, like, you know, the actors are doing shows or something. Because if any of them are doing anything, I'm going. So,
well, we definitely have to go back to go to the Bridgerton Tea experience. Mm-hmm. Like, that was
the season three experience.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. If we can go during the week during the premiere, that would be...
Ooh.
Woo! Gotta figure that out. I gotta find the dates. I forget the dates. Anyway, but yeah, that's it.
Caitlin?
New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Trying to relax more, have more time for myself, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I feel like I'm just go, go, go all the time, but you know, December was a lot, so new year and fresh start, so trying to get my energy back.
I think you guys all summed it up. I think those are all great resolutions, and I completely agree. Mine would also to be less stressed and more time for me and all that stuff.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I want to sing High School Musical. And
Oh, Miss Mia, do you want to tell us about our little challenge?
Oh, of course, yes. So, dearest listeners, we, the Buzz of the Ton, are doing a Family Feud challenge. And basically what it is, it's called the Feud of the Ton. And you got to pick your teams. You're either Team Featherington or Team Bridgerton. Of course, we know that these families will eventually become a union, but right now they are separate until May 16th. So with that being said, we, the Buzz of the Ton, are going to be releasing challenges every week. The listeners and the viewers will be able to submit those, I guess, answers to those challenges or participate in those challenges. It's very interactive. And the only way you'll be able to have your submission counted, though, is if you have changed your profile photo to Team Bridgerton or Team Featherington, and you have the blue or yellow heart at the end of your tag name, whether it be on TikTok or IG. We will be dropping them on TikTok and IG, so you'll be able to interact on either platform. But I just think it's a really cool challenge to kind of get the fandom together, because right now we are all kind of, we're waiting. And so it would be really nice to kind of do something while we're waiting and to kind of get us ready to gear up for May 16th. And the beautiful part about that is a week before we get the season, we will do a special episode, and the winner, we'll pick a winner, a family winner, and a winner from that family will be a guest host on our beautiful podcast. So if you want to come on here and talk with us, you
absolutely
must.
Absolutely, it'll be fun.
I'm so excited to meet you guys. This will be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome. So that's just a little tidbit.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about like how we're going to be releasing the challenges?
Yes. So Tuesday will be early submission. So the only way you'll be able to access early submissions to the challenge is you have to listen to the podcast. So that will give you early access to what the sneak peek to the challenge will be. And so you will have early access to submit. And we will also drop a early submission video where you can submit those early submissions for that challenge. And the only way you'll know about it is you have to listen to the podcast. So if you want to get those points for your team, or you want to be that family member, if you want to be your Colin or your Benedict of your family, or your Penelope or Prudence of your family, and you want to get that early submission, you want to listen to the podcast, because that's going to give you early access, and those will be counted first. Then on Thursday and Friday, we will have our public submission where we will release the actual challenge itself. So we will have... you will have Thursday and Friday to submit whatever that challenge is. You will be able to submit your submissions Thursday and Friday. And then submissions will be closed Friday. So after Friday, you will not be able to submit after that. Saturday and Sunday will be the voting. So that will be the day everybody vote. This is when everybody will be participating. So again, everybody can participate. I want to stress that everybody can participate, but the only people that votes will be counted are the people who have their blue and yellow team profile photos and their hearts behind their tag names.
Where can they find that, Mia?
Huh?
Where can they find those?
What, the tags? Yeah, you can find them on our TikTok. or our Instagram. I know I just dropped another video where you can screenshot them individually. I separated them per photo. So you could be able to screenshot the photo and put it as your tag bubble or, you know, whatever team you decide. But Saturday and Sunday will be voting, and the voting will be cut off on Saturday. I mean, on Sunday. I'm sorry. So Saturday, Sunday will be voting. So everybody will get a chance. Whatever selection for that family will be, everyone will be able to vote. And then that will determine what family wins that week. And then Monday, we will release the winner of that week, what team will win. And we will be keeping tally. So nobody can cheat, nothing. We will be keeping tally. Or should I say, our Lady Whistledown of Buzz of the Ton will be keeping tally. So we will not, nobody will be able to cheat or anything. But those are the cutoffs. So the submissions are Thursday, Friday. The voting is Saturday, Sunday. And the winner will be released Monday. And that will be our schedule. Right for now until... until, you know, hopefully nothing changes, nothing happens, but that will be the schedule.
And we'll release the challenge at the end of our episodes.
Yes.
So it will actually release one at the end of this episode today. So. Yes.
Right.
But there will be keep a challenge. Keep on listening. Yes. Keep listening. If you can make it to the end, keep listening. You will get that early submission and you will be able to early submit that vote for your team. So, yeah. Hopefully this is fun. It's a lot of work, I'm not gonna lie.
Team Featherington when I'm in the house.
Yeah. We're actually split evenly on here.
Sarah, I'm counting on you for some trash talk, okay, girl?
Okay, I got it.
Well, JP, you kind of did good with the trash talk because she said, "Me, are you talking shit?" And I said, "Yeah."
Don't worry. I'll release a video soon. Don't worry.
Well, I am team Featherington, so I don't know.
Me too.
Yes.
Alondra. And who else is team Featherington in here?
Me.
Oh, okay. So perfect.
So MC and Alondra and Mia are team Featherington. Yes. And then Caitlin, myself, and JP are Bridgerton.
Team Bridgerton.
And we're split right
now. Blue heart.
Because everybody can't be a pretty Bridgerton. Anyway.
Exactly.
Look at them.
Exactly.
Some of us can.
No, she didn't. Yes. Okay. Y'all get real. Listen.
Get your biscuits out of here. We don't want them here. We don't want your biscuits.
Okay. Okay. Listen.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
I'm so excited. This is such a good idea.
It is. It's really fun. It's good to kind of get us all together, you know, as a fandom and, you know, to kind of just create something to buzz about while we are waiting
right?
for this show, because
exactly
we have 6 months.
So we got 6 months. Let's play a game.
And for those of you who live in the Midwest, the winters get very long here.
Yeah,
poor Caitlin's in Canada. Who knows?
I know.
So make me bring Game of Thrones winters.
So look out for that information, guys, and follow Buzz of the Ton to get all information. All information will be coming from Buzz of the Ton. All submissions, all challenges will be coming from Buzz of the Ton. So you must follow Buzz of the Ton to get access to all of those things. So go ahead and follow, hit that follow button on both platforms, and make sure you listen to our podcast on Spotify and Apple.
All right. Thank you, Mia.
You welcome, girl. You welcome.
On today's episode, we're going to be continuing some of our updated season 3 predictions, and we're going to be following along with chapters from the book of Romance and Mr. Bridgerton. In our last episode, we covered chapters 1 through 8. So check that out if you haven't already. And today we're going to get spicy. We're going to cover chapters 9 through 16, aka the good chapters. So again, if you haven't read the book, it's been a while since you have, this will be a good summary of the book as well. So let's dive in.
Yes. So I'm going to get started. And I think it gets like really, really heavy during this part of the book. So I'm going to be covering chapters 9 through 12. And in the last episode, we left off with Penn and Colin with their first kiss. Oh my God. basically, Penn begs Colin to kiss her because she's a spinster and she's like, why don't you just kiss me already? And she doesn't want to die without being kissed for the first time by a man. And of course, Colin kind of panics, and all these things go through his mind. But he's known her for a long time, so like he starts feeling things, and he actually doesn't. And it's also, I don't think it's because she asked, but I think, you know, I think we think it's also because he wanted to kiss her. Something just like ignites from him, and in the book, he actually like really, really is into the kiss. Like he starts talking about her, like her breasts and like a bunch of other stuff.
Doesn't he say something like, I would something for if the fires of hell were looking at my feet? I swear he said something like that.
Yes, that man. Okay.
Yeah, book Colin is something different. That's a different breed.
And then the thing is, he spirals out of control after that kiss. So afterwards, like the next chapter that he's in, he's like waking up. He like is kind of, I wouldn't say he's confused, but I feel like he, or irritated. I feel like he's just kind of like fumbled in like how he feels, but he doesn't really express it. And he starts to confront Eloise about being Lady Whistledown. And also because Eloise couldn't attend the ball. Because she was sick, quote unquote. And then Penn chaperones Felicity at the ball, and then that's when Colin is like also looking for her at the ball, right? So because he's kind of like fumbled, and I feel like he's into her during this part. It's not very clear, but I feel like there's like a lot of like guesses that the reader can do about that. He sees her, and then they like joke around with like Lady Danbury about things, and then Lady Danbury, I think, like catches on like about like a few things between them. And then afterwards, Cressida announces that she's Lady Whistledown. And then all that happens, and then in the next chapter, Colin sees Penn driving in the mysterious carriage and follows her to a church. Like it's a lot, right? He follows her in the carriage because he doesn't know like what's going on in the next chapter. And then he discovers that she's Lady Whistledown, and then he gets pretty angry. And yes,
I like angry Colin.
Sorry.
Yes.
I love it.
Angry Colin.
I need more of that in season 3.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. And the thing is, there's a lot that happens between like chapters 9 and 12.
That was a good summary, though.
Yeah, thank you.
If you want to know more, just read the book. Like, right. I don't know at this point.
As I always say,
just read the book. What are you doing?
Read the damn book.
What are you doing? Like,
why haven't you read the book?
Why are you listening to this podcast? Go read a book.
Leave right now, but come back. And then
that's challenge number one is read the book.
Read the book.
So much happens.
Yes. Book Colin is just so like he just hits
aggressive.
He's so different. He's different, bro. That's a different type of brain.
He's more assertive.
He's assertive. I think assertive is a good word.
Yeah, know, he's not rather like than aggressive. Violent. It's not violent or like. No, it's not violent.
It's like he knows what he wants. He wants to figure it out. He goes for it. Because I think at this age, because remember in the book, he's like 33.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A grown he's man. Like,
yeah, he's just like, what the fuck is going on here? And so he like, and think about it, like Penelope in the book, like she hasn't traveled. Mm-hmm. Or anything. She's always been in like this really small town or this town, and so she doesn't have a lot of experience, and him going back and forth and just experiencing life and just doing all this stuff, I feel like he's just more mature and he's just like, let's just get ready to rumble or have sex. But I don't know. What do you guys think about, first of all, the first kiss? Do you think it's going to happen like that on the show?
Absolutely not.
No.
Nope.
No.
No.
Not at all.
See, I can see it going both ways. I'm going to be the oddball here. I can see it going both ways. I can see it where, like, Colin can't help himself and he, like, wants to initiate it. But then I can also see it where Penn is getting frustrated and, like...
I mean, they're...
I don't know. I can see it going both ways.
Because I feel like when he asked her, like... It was because she had to ask him to kiss her. It was like, it wasn't even like an ask. It was like, I could die tomorrow, Brett.
It was like a beg almost.
Right. Like, I don't like that. Like, she shouldn't have to be begging Colin for a kiss. Like,
it worked in the book. I don't think it'll work in the show.
I don't think it will either.
The only way that it would work is if it's Colin's dream.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So if it's Colin's dreams, that Penelope's begging him to kiss her, like, that's the only way that I would accept it that way.
Yeah.
Or if we see a gaze, like, if we see him gazing at her, like, if there's, like, a pre-gaze before she asks, like, he's already thinking about it, like, I want to kiss her so bad.
Right.
But I'm afraid. And then she'd be like, Colin, like, I really want to kiss you. And it's like, he's already feeling that, too. So it's like,
don't mind if I do. I think we'll get some, like, gazing, kind of like, you know, in season one, how, like, Daphne was gazing at Simon when he was, like, licking the ice cream. Kind of something. I think we'll get something kind of like that, because how else are they going to depict Colin's inner dialogue? Because
Can I just say that we have always gotten good gazes from Colin? Luke Newton does a great job at gazes.
Yep. Okay.
He very well done, sir.
Nice. He gazed very nice. It's very, very beautiful.
What do you think, Alondra?
Well, I had a question. Do you guys think that Penn manipulated Colin into kissing her in the book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She knew what she was doing.
She's
like, I could die tomorrow.
Right? So Colin dramatic. Was a grown-ass man, but Penelope was also a grown-ass woman.
Can I just say one thing, though? Penelope is manipulative this whole time. She is so manipulative. Like, people don't realize that, but that stuff is manipulative as hell. Like, she knows exactly what she's doing in these situations. I
mean, to be fair, socially, everybody manipulates in some ways.
True.
Everybody does. It's how society works.
Very true.
But I do agree that she does. She does.
But it's not in a manipulation in a bad way. It's she manipulates to get what she wants. Like, like when she was in the carriage, she wanted Colin to touch her. So she said, "You probably think I'm ugly. So it's fine. I thought you saw me better than that. And it's like, I do see you like that.
Right?
It's like, girl,
like, prove me wrong.
That's what you want. Just say you want to touch you.
So it's safe to say that she knew what she was doing when she sat her ass on those steps and waited for him. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what? Yeah. I never really thought of it like that, but good.
Shut up, Alondra.
Very well.
She kind of ran away.
Very well done.
All right, so what do you guys think about, do you think that Colin is going to think that Eloise's lady whistled down and confront her about it? Like, what do you think about that part?
I think
we talked about this last time too, because we've noticed that he does already kind of suspect Eloise in season two. Like, he kind of notices her, you know, hiding her pamphlet and stuff like that. Like, he's suspicious. All
right.
I think he's definitely gonna try to call her out, and it's gonna be funny to see Eloise, like, try not to say, like, that it's Penn, because she knows, right? I think that it'll be kind of funny.
I think that will be too. Sarah,
I was thinking of some wild theories, so it's probably not gonna happen, but, you know, it's kind of fun to think of these things. So I don't think, though, that Penn and Eloise's friendship is going to be resolved by this point in the show. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be later on. And I think it would be really interesting if Eloise gets really mad at Colin, like, constantly saying, your lady was still down. I wonder if she's the one to slip and say, no, it's Penelope.
Ooh.
And then Colin,
when she gets mad enough concerned, and she says something.
Well, then Colin's kind of concerned about her now that she knows that he knows that she's Lady Whistledown, and then follows her to the church to like confirm it or something. I don't know.
I mean, he's not gonna believe her.
I don't know. Yeah. I kind of but I kind of like the surprise that the book gives that that he finds out witnessing like her handing something to the publisher.
I know, but the surprise could also be Eloise totally betraying her friend and doing that. Yeah,
but
that'd be kind of interesting.
I think the only thing that would be different from that though is that like y'all were like, I think, I don't know if Caitlin said it, but like he wouldn't believe her. Like I feel like he wouldn't believe Eloise because
maybe
even
he
in the
calls
book,
her to see that it's true.
Well, in the book and in the show, remember he thinks Eloise is Lady Whistledown, so. Yeah. I mean, Eloise could be like, I'm, you know, Penelope's Lady Whistledown. And then he'd be like, you're lying. But then he could just happen to just be trying to go see Penelope and see her, you know.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would see that coming, though. I mean,
no,
I would. But
I don't.
Honestly, like, if Eloise let that slip, Colin would probably say, well, you're just saying that because you two are fighting and you're trying to, you know, put it on her or something.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be like, you're lying. Right.
Well, and then she could be like, well, go find out for yourself. And then he follows her to the church.
Yeah.
That's a thought. Yeah.
That's a good thought, actually.
Okay, so it's not that crazy. Okay.
No, it's not that crazy at all.
None of these theories are crazy because
no such thing, Sarah.
We don't know.
Right?
I mean,
no such thing as crazy theories around here.
I mean, again, before Queen Charlotte, we thought that Lady Danbury was going to end up with Charlotte's brother. So
yeah, that's true.
Very
we had
true.
No idea Ledger was there. That was
okay.
out of left field.
That was completely left field.
For the doctor MC.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh Lord, the
god.
Or the guard.
Yeah.
The secret guard.
Yeah. I don't know where is this theory about Benedict being.
Well, talking about season 4, okay. So in these chapters, Eloise gets sick, right? And a lot of the that's kind of like a foreshadowing of like what happens in book 4.
Yeah,
because if I mean we're going out of order, right? So like book 5 is Eloise's book, but we start to think that like Eloise might be seeing someone or hiding something. So in the book it says that she gets sick. She doesn't want to attend these balls. I think she gets sick because, like, if it does happen in the seasons, because she just doesn't want to see Penelope or anything like that. So, do you think that there's going to be a chance of seeing a connection between Eloise and Sir Philip? Because, like, or do you think she's going to get sick and she doesn't want to go to the balls? And, like, what's the reason? You know, there's a lot of like questions around that. So, what do y'all think?
I don't personally think. Well, because I feel like, I mean, they could focus on that subplot, but I don't. I guess because I don't see her being season 4, so that's why. But they could kind of enter, and we've already seen Sir Philip in 2 seasons, so they might push that story out to give us Benedict. But again, that's just how I see it. But I mean, I don't know how Sir Philip would kind of come into that, but
they did update the cast on IMDb with Philip Crane as like one of the main people in
season 4.
But remember, they did that on Julia. So they're going based. They're doing that based on Julia Quinn's website, because on her website it says season 3 and then season before being Philip.
Yeah, he's gonna be in season 4.
He might be.
But also,
well,
the eye doctor is, and me and Kaylin have this. We have this very strong thesis.
I know you guys said there's no crazy theories, but I'm pretty sure this one is a little out there. I mean,
okay, I'll give you that. This one's a little out there.
Right,
Kaylin, back me up, girl. We have this very strong.
Just you
strong
wait.
That Benedict is gonna be season 4. Sorry. Because there's this eye doctor and he's in season 3. So
at this point, write your own fanfic, because that's not gonna happen.
Right. Okay. I think he'll be season 4, but I don't think he's gonna end up with the eye doctor.
I don't think he's gonna end up.
Yeah, he writes your fanfic with the eye doctor.
He keeps in the basement as a secret lover.
Oh, you were saying like, will we see glimpses of Sir Philip in season 4?
Well, the thing is, do you think Eloise is going to have a connection with Sir Philip?
By season 4? I mean, because I think she's season 4.
No, I'm sorry. Season 3, next season.
I don't think so, because I think I've said this before. I think this season is about her rekindling her friendship with Penelope. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's going to be writing letters mostly this season, because then that gives Colin a reason to, like, you know, say, Eloise, why are you writing so many letters? And then eventually thinking she's Lady Whistledown and stuff. So yeah. I don't think she's going to get sick in this season. I think she'll get sick in season 4.
Yeah.
You know, to foreshadow her as season 5 with Philip, but I don't think it's going to happen this season.
So you're saying that that part of the book is probably going to happen in the next season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, we'll probably see her writing in season, maybe, like, you know how, like, they do, like, a clip of something, like, a small clip to the next thing, like, they might do, like, a small subplot to her, but it won't be, like, a large subplot, like, it'll be, like, a small, maybe, like, you see her, like, Colin walks past her room, and she's writing notes, and there's all these letters on the floor, and then that kind of opens up that door to that story plot, but it's not fully open yet. But
does Theo making a comeback in this season?
No.
Who? I don't think so. I think that was a
He was literally a one-shot thing.
Okay.
There were a lot of people saying that he was confirmed, but that was like a website thing. No. I don't think
they just want him to be they really were wanting them to be together. That was like a whole ship. Like they were like, and Eloise, but I'm like,
she needs to get with that carriage driver guy that was like looking out for her.
They were shipping them too.
He's gonna get with Violet. Come on,
right?
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? That might be. She said she did ask a carriage driver to lay atop her. So
yep.
I mean.
Okay, right? What if he asked him? All right, so the next thing that happens in the chapter is that Penn chaperones Felicity at the ball, but we all know that there is not a Felicity, so but there has been speculations that there might be like a cousin or there might be someone.
Another one?
No.
Yeah, another one.
Another cousin? God, no.
Another one.
No.
Not another cousin.
They're gonna be like, oh my god, what do y'all got? Y'all got a lot of cousins.
What if Lady Featherington had a secret daughter?
Oh god.
Oh god.
Lord Featherington.
That would
Serena wasn't a cut, they just said she was a cut. She really wasn't a family member though.
Yeah.
She just owed her daddy. Their dad just owed her dad money. She wasn't a family.
Mm-hmm. So that really?
Yeah, no. Remember she was like, you owe the father money. That's why they called her a cousin. But I still assumed
he was a cousin. But I guess that's
no,
that,
it wasn't
I
a cousin.
I never thought of it that
she
way,
was,
but that's a good
Yeah, no, she yeah. owed the bookie, the father Archibald. Owed money to her father.
Of course he did.
And then what happened was
that makes sense. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she couldn't go back.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to like return her.
Yeah.
Right, because the father owed the dad money.
It was a debt.
But
I just assumed
instead of paying him, he told the dad that my wife will groom your daughter and get her a rich husband, in so many words. And then that's what happened, which actually is what happened because she got with Sir Philip. Mm-hmm. But in the books, technically, Marina is a Bridgerton cousin.
Yep.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, my bad. I was like,
she's a Bridgerton cousin in the book.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
That's so weird. The ball that
they don't get together, she doesn't get together with Colin.
Well, no, right. No, that's all.
Also, it's Regency time, so it wouldn't have been an issue if she did.
True. It's very true, even though that's disgusting. But
yes,
right.
Yes.
So the ball that we're talking about, where Penn chaperones Felicity, that's kind of the ball where like Colin and her kind of secretly like flirt a little bit in the corner, and right.
I mean, Is it the one where like her that pastry goes down her
that's the mom's birthday
and that's just a fantasy, it goes on the floor.
Right.
Well, whatever. I think though, if we get like a scene here for some reason, I feel like it'll be either like some sort of lesson and or have Colin get jealous and look at her watching suitors and stuff. So if there's gonna be something around this ball, right? Because this is the ball before when Cressida announces that she's Lady Whistledown, right? So
I don't remember.
I think so.
No, I think that's later.
Isn't there the Smith?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
The Smythe Smith?
It's after the Smythe Smith. Isn't that how you say it?
I don't remember.
It's Smythe
Smith. No, this is.
I said the Smythe Smith.
I don't know.
It's Smythe Smith.
It's Smythe Smith. Wait.
Whatever.
So after the Smythe Smith, after the Smythe Smith it was her, Eloise, and Colin, remember? Because Colin goes home and he's thinking about Penelope and I in his bed.
Yeah.
While he lays upon his bed, which would be really cool to see, because he could probably like, they could probably introduce like Colin touching himself or something.
Oh, no. This is the ball. This is the ball where Cressida announces she's Lady Whistledown. It is.
Yeah.
Oh, the ball. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because there's going to be no Felicity. So I think the reason that Penn is at this ball, she's not chaperoning anybody. So I think she'll be at the ball because she's either doing some sort of lesson thing with Colin. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think he'll see her dancing with other people, get jealous, whatever. And then next is announcing the Lady Whistledown. So
I think all this, of course, it's going to happen before episode 4, right?
Yes.
So is it Lady Tilly? That's like the new character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the book, it says that Cressida is going to be announcing that she's Lady Whistledown.
Yes.
Do you think that it's going to be Lady Tilly, or do you think, or on the other new character, I think there's another one, or there's two new female characters being introduced, or do you think it's going to be Cressida still?
I personally, I'm only saying this because people don't like my theory when I talk about this theory, but I personally think it's Lady Tilly Arnold, but because she likes money. And so that's the only reason why I said it was her. Now, these other two characters, I don't know anything about them, but as far as Lady Tilly Arnold, just reading her backstory, that's the only reason why I said she was that. But again, they might not even swing it that way. I don't know how they're going to swing this, how somebody's going to try to be Lady Whistledown. Like, I don't know how they're gonna swing that, but I personally think it's Lady Tilly Arnold, but that's just me.
I know, Mia. Uh-huh. It's gonna be the eye doctor.
Yep. The
right.
Eye doctor.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't know if they're gonna need anybody.
Benedict is gonna get in charge.
He's gonna be Lady Whistledown.
You said what, JP?
I don't know if they're gonna need anybody to be Lady Whistledown, because I don't think it's the challenge is gonna come from Lady Danbury. I think it's gonna come from the Queen. So I think it's gonna be higher stakes than somebody stealing her title. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a thought.
That's true. Because if it comes from the Queen, that's a higher stake. Yeah.
So.
Well, here's another thing. What if it's not announced that it's like, oh, I'm Lady Whistledown and you're not, but it's someone like Lady Tilly finds out that Penn is Lady Whistledown. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, if you don't say something, I'm going to out you out, because the Queen wants all this money. She's going to give me all this money. And so you need to give me all this money.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
I'll keep it a secret.
Blackmail.
Yeah. So you're saying that like instead of announcing.
Yeah, I can see her blackmailing Penelope. Okay. Yeah, that'll be kind
of cool. Blackmailing. It isn't actually like, I'm Lindy Whistledown and I'm going to take, I'm going to take her title. It's more of like, if you don't do what I want, then I'm going to take your man. And I'm gonna take this.
Well, Cressida blackmails Penn later in the book, though. In the book, but what if that gets pushed forward? So instead of an announcement, it's a blackmail scheme. Yeah, like
that could be. That actually makes more sense than her trying to be Lady Whistledown, because I think Sarah said that before. Like, how would she know about all the scandals beforehand? Well,
because
she's new, but that would actually, that's a better way to look at it. Like, maybe she'll blackmail Penelope. So yeah,
and I also think that she's gonna try to take Holland away.
I do believe that as well. I think she's gonna be Colin in the
so there's two new female characters, right?
No, I don't know who are the female characters.
Yeah, there is. There's two new ones. There's Lady Tilly, and then there's another one.
I forgot her name. I didn't hear about the other one.
She's really pretty. They're both very pretty. Here, I'll look it up. And I think that one of them is just going to flirt with Colin just to flirt with him.
Didn't we think that one of them is going to be Sophie, though?
That was the one girl. But we said she was going to be the maid to, like... I think we said something about she was going to be the maid to like Cressida's family or something. I can't remember. Mm. Or she was going to be Eloise's friend. We were saying that was going to be Eloise's friend, because Eloise is going to have a friend, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't wait for all this stuff to come out so we could just put all these things to rest. Because we'd be so annoyed thinking about this stuff.
So are you guys watching when it comes out?
No, I'm not watching until June 16th.
Girl, I can't do it. I'm not strong enough.
Okay, so we have, right now I'm looking at it, we have Lady Tilly, and then we have, she's different from the other girl that they, Miss Clara Livingston.
What is her role?
It doesn't say.
Is there a picture of the actress?
Mm-hmm.
She's younger?
They're both, that's Miss Clara.
I think you got a lot of pictures from her from some of the leaks, actually. I think she's probably a pretty big character.
She's very pretty. And then there's Lady Tilly. There's two characters. There's two new female characters. So what I'm saying is that I feel like they're both going to want to get with Colin. Colin's going to be super bright.
Or Benedict.
They could also be from Benedict. I know. I was just about to say, like... What about Benedict? I literally about to say that they could technically.
But why are they? No, Benedict is getting with the eye doctor.
Okay. I don't think they're gonna give. I honestly don't think they're gonna give Colin two. Like, if they give him anything, it's not gonna be.
He's the hot commodity.
The fans will be so mad if he keeps directing his attention to other women besides Penelope.
The fans are gonna be mad if he does that.
I don't think. But the thing is, I think that during the season, he's going to just be very cordial, and he's not, his attention is going to be towards Penn the whole fucking time. And I think they're just going to be like in the background begging, but Penn, in her mind, she's going to think that he wants her.
Rom-com vibes.
I mean.
Very rom-com.
Yeah,
I feel like Colin is going to be more confident in this season. Like I said, we might see him. I don't know if he's going to have an interest. I mean, he could, but I don't know. At this point, I don't know what's going to happen anymore.
Whoever these women are, they're just roadblocks. Okay, that's it.
They really are. Yeah. They're just stages that he has to go through. Penelope, which is really stupid.
Very quickly, the next thing in the chapter is that, which is actually pretty big, Colin follows Penn to the church and he discovers that she's Lady Whistledown. Do you think that's gonna
100%? Sorry, JP, 100%. I'm taking your
I need every single, I need that entire, like, from the beginning to the end of that chapter, I need that whole scene to happen.
Yeah,
when he's like in the cut, like in the dark, and he's like watching her the whole time like a psycho, and he's just like, are you
emerges from the shadows.
I need him to say, yeah. You're going to need religion by the time I'm done with you. I need to hear that. I need to hear. I need to physically see him hold his arm up in the air and not move one single muscle. And like Penelope's like, give it to me. I need it. And he's just like, no, like I need to see that entire, I need to physically see Luke's passion from that scene. I need it from
you know he can bring it, Mia. You know,
I know he can. I need it because that scene is so monumental. It's a very huge changing point for them, and I need to see that. I need to see.
Unfortunately, I think that's where they're gonna cut it off.
All the scenes that need to make it in.
I think they'll cut it off if they do it like when he says, "Get it to the carriage."
And then don't say that.
Long way, and then they'll
it's gonna happen.
Or they're gonna end it him following her. They're gonna end.
What if they change it up completely and that doesn't happen at all?
JP,
girl,
no, seriously though,
they wouldn't
change a lot. So I just don't want people to be like disappointed if it doesn't, because it might not happen like that.
I just feel like you can't not. That's literally a part of the carriage scene. Yeah. Like there's,
I agree.
No
I want it to happen.
I'm not. Oh my god!
Wrong way. Oh, JP,
I want it to happen. I'm just saying, what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't?
Damn it.
I think of all the scenes to put in the book, that's got to be it.
Right, yeah. Like
he has to be angry leading up to that carriage scene.
Like, that's such a pivotal moment for them. Like, they have to. Like
they have to.
If they don't, like, oh my god, the fandom, this is the entire fandom is going to be pissed because that
I know, but I just kept thinking what they did to Edwina in season 2, and it's scaring me.
I get that. They did switch that whole story plot around.
I'm gonna go and pick it for a whole month because we have a month in between them all.
That's true.
I think we'd also be super pissed because we've waited for how long?
6 months. Mm-hmm. They don't give a shit about. Right, thank you, JP. They don't give a damn.
We're bitter.
All they care is that we watch the show and they get their money. Right. That's it.
Nothing's they are literally trying to make money off of us rewatching season 1. Like they don't give a damn. They don't care.
We do have to remember that they said that it's going to be close to the book and that the fans are going to be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm going to, all I'm focused on at this point. And that's part of the book. That's a fan favorite. So if they don't put that in, then they're just straight up lying. So
I mean, you guys know me. You guys know me at this point, right? You know that I'm an optimist with this fandom until recently.
Until recently. I get it, JP. Your trust has been played with. I get it. My trust with them is very, very fickle. But I get both ends because I'm like, that is a pivotal moment. But I also see it like they don't care. So it's like, that's why I say, like, I just want this season to drop because all these questions will be answered.
But I do feel like Nicola being in charge, like I'm saying, Nicola. Knowing the book and everything and knowing who she is as an actor, that she just really, really cares about the fandom and is true to the book. I feel like she would have said something to the director. And
that's true. She could have told Jess.
Like there has been parts I think that she has said in interviews where like I give suggestions or someone said I give suggestions and I say all these things when I read the script. So like I feel
you're
like
right.
This is a fan favorite, especially with the mirror scene. She's like, hey, we gotta have this in.
Well, again, as soon as you said that though, my head went to that whole thing where she was on, was it Twitter, where she was like, people have to realize I don't have anything to do with the character. I just do what they tell me to do. When people were saying stuff about Penelope. But since she's the main character of this season and they've said so much that her and Luke have been like, hey, let's do it this way, or made suggestions and they followed it, I think you're right. So my head is going to the bad place, but I think you're right.
Yeah, in the beginning of the season of last year, towards like when all this was starting, she did say her, Jess, and Luke sat down and talked about what scenes were going in and what scenes were important, but she can give those suggestions, yes, but that doesn't mean that Jess or the writers will take them. So With that being said, the most they could do is like whatever the writers have written, they could try to tweak it to where it's more, you know, at, you know, more for the fans, for the fans. But she did say they did sit down and talk about those things. But I just feel like that scene is so, it's so important. But
you're right. In theater, you're given the script, and then you're allowed to, I think, talk to the director of like, how do you want me to say this? How do you want to?
Yeah.
Can I change this? And then they have a whole like, don't they have to like read it with like everyone?
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is like
between that you can be like, can I like tweak this?
Well, and before when she like Nick had said that she had made suggestions and they maybe didn't take it. Now because she's the main character, I think they probably took it. But we're digressing. I'm sorry.
I feel like Nicola is like, I don't know. I feel like she has more power than she thinks.
And I think that, she would have found a way to tell us. I trust
she's
Nick.
Beyonce.
You're right.
Speaking of being in charge, okay, are we going to move on to chapter 13?
It is now time for Lady Whistledown Society Grammar School to elevate your eloquence amongst the ton.
So a phrase for today, quivering quim.
Quivering quim?
So my mind instantly went very dirty on this. So this is, I don't know what it means.
It's kind of a comment. Some of you might know it.
I have no idea. So I'm guessing Caitlin knows it.
What? I think of a pen.
I bet Caitlin knows what it means.
I think I know what it means.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Oh. Don't give it away if you know what it means, because I want to guess.
I said I think I know what it means.
Okay.
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 I said when someone has a quivering quin, right?
Quivering quim, with an quim? M, with an M, like man.
Quim. I think they like is someone that's doing something but is very nervous to do it.
No, that's a good. Okay, I get it.
Like if they're like, oh, he wrote that with the quivering quim.
Okay.
Like, oh, he was nervous when he was writing that.
Yeah.
Okay. My sentence would be more like, ooh, Colin gave me a quivering
quim. Okay. Okay.
I don't want a quivering.
You know, the thing with is, those. I
quivering quim from Colin. Yeah. I want strong ass
stop
quim.
Talking. I think everyone knows where I'm going with this. Okay.
Yeah.
We're on the same ideas.
All right.
He gave Penelope a quivering quim. When he said
like an orgasm.
No, okay. Well yeah. No. Okay. No. When he spread her legs wider, that would have gave her a quivering quim.
What do you guess?
Quivering quim means orgasm.
Alondra, what's your guess?
It has to be something sexual. That's all I could come up with.
See, thank you.
Quivering quim.
That's the her problem. Legs, oh my God.
Is it, can I use it in a sentence? Her legs were quivering quim.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought about legs. Legs.
So Sarah, what was your sentence?
Mine was, Colin gave me a quivering quim.
Okay, we'll say that's closest.
Are you serious?
Wow.
So the reason I thought that Caitlin would know what this was, because Caitlin reads a lot, and this is a very common phrase in romantic books, and it means a vagina in the heightened state of sexual pleasure.
Yes.
Orgasm, right?
So orgasm.
That would be a quivering quim. Absolutely.
Yes.
But usually my guesses are like down the toilet, like turds.
No, that's perfect. And quim is it's commonly used in Shakespeare. They say mewling quim, but it means like you're calling somebody a cunt, basically. It can be bad or good.
Okay. Well, makes sense.
Again. Wait, what is it?
A quim is a vagina, and a quivering quim means a vagina in the heightened state of pleasure.
Wow. It's an orgasm.
She's so wet and she's so tight. That's a quivering quim.
That's a quivering
I think
quim.
When we watch season 3, we're all going to have that going.
We need to do a poll with
JP. What is that Christmas gift coming?
Oh, it's coming. I do need to order those. I'm going to do it today.
I need my quivering quim now.
I need my quim quivering now.
Speaking of that, that's going to come up in the forecast later on.
Okay. I mean, it's been so long, you guys.
Yeah. Wow. That's so I'm going to use that from now.
How many am I going to get this year? Shake the eight ball.
Yep.
I'm going to use that in a video one day. When I saw this photo of Luke Newton, I got a quivering
quim.
And if you don't know what that is, tune in to
Buzz of the Time.
When I see Marches with his shirt off, I get an instant
quivering quim.
All right, now we get spicy.
Oh, yeah. The best part. I'm so happy I have this section. Okay, so now it's time to go over it. So we're going to go over chapters 13 through to 16. We're getting into the spicy scenes. So we've gotten to the infamous carriage scene in this section. And if you don't know at this point, please go read the book and come back, and then we'll talk about it. But basically, Colin is attracted to Penn's confidence with being Lady Whistledown. He's overcome with need, can't help himself, and they do get pretty handsy in the carriage, after which Colin asks Penn to marry him, and he confronts Lady Featherington about wanting to marry Penelope. Eloise and Penn eventually have a heart-to-heart and talk about how Eloise feels about her marriage to Colin. And we also get a little sexy drawing room scene between Penn and Colin because for some reason he can't keep his hands off her calves. And
oh my God.
Before getting married, Colin visits Daphne to ask how you know that you're in love with someone because he still feels like he doesn't know. And then that's the end of chapter 16. So let's break this down now.
Hold on. I just thought about something.
Number one.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, it's really quick. I just thought about something. The way that Colin describes, like, when he falls in love with Penelope, I don't know why I made me think about the Grinch. You know how the Grinch is like, maybe Christmas doesn't be.
Maybe Christmas means a little bit more.
That's a really good observation.
Oh my God.
Make a video.
I feel
about
like
that.
You just gave away a really good idea for a video.
Yeah.
Why that came to my mind. Oh, like, I have no idea why.
When Julia Quinn was writing this, she had just written.
Right. She just watched The Grinch. His heart grew three sizes that day.
Right. No, he loved doesn't mean being struck by lightning. Maybe your best friend every day.
Something else grew three sizes bigger.
Right?
Alondra.
You know where my mind goes, okay? So expect that.
Yes, Alondra, absolutely. I accept that.
That's a good video. Please do that, Mia.
Okay. I don't know why that came to mind. Oh my God. And then I'll do it that way with the three sizes. Yo, okay.
I love that.
Okay, Caitlin, you go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Okay, speaking of that stuff, carriage scene.
Yes.
I feel like this is definitely going to happen. I feel like there's been way too many hints about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, their little sneak peek that was 100 years ago was in a carriage and Nicholas dropped hints about carriage. Yeah. So yeah,
we're getting the carriage. We have to.
Yes,
this is the scene that they can't miss.
Yeah.
I was gonna say what Alondra said earlier about how Penelope is very manipulative, and I was laughing because she does, like, she knows exactly what she's doing. And like when you guys were talking about, like, to just jump back when she was saying how, like, she knew exactly what she was doing when she walked to those steps. She knew what she wanted. Like, she wanted, because I don't want to jump ahead, because I know we're going to cover that chapter, but I just know, like, she has said in this book she wants to see Colin do certain things. Like, she wants to see his reaction to things, so she does things to get a reaction. So I just feel like that's how she is. Like, she wants him so bad that it's like she knows he has this side to him that's like he has a different side to him, and I have to see it. Like, I have to see Bad Boy Colin, and she pulls it out of him somehow. And I don't, only she can do it though. Nobody else, remember, nobody else can do that. Only she can do that. So,
yeah. Well, in the book though, she's on the steps because she's having a panic attack. Like, I really supposedly do feel like.
But she could have ran though.
I don't think it's fake though. I feel like, because she says, no, she says, what am I gonna do? Am I gonna walk home? And like they already left, and she's just sobbing. But I do feel that I feel like she wants Colin to come out and like say something, but at the same time she like doesn't know what to do. And even when he comes out, she's freaked out. So
not really. She says she's not, she wasn't afraid of what she was, her expression was that. The reason why she was sitting there because she didn't know, like, she didn't know, well, yeah, she didn't know what to do, but she was like, it was almost like she couldn't run because there would be no point in running from him because he knows where she lives. So it was like,
yeah,
I'm gonna find where you live if you try to run. So then, but then I feel like if I didn't know him, I feel like because she knows him or she know whatever, I don't know how to describe it, but like, I feel like when he told her to get up, something went up her spine. She might say, like, that might have been like, I wasn't afraid. Like, because she was like, I wasn't afraid that he said it. It was like, I just knew I got up because, you know, she tried to make that seem like I wasn't afraid that he said it. I just did it because, no, girl, you did exactly what he said. He told you to get up and you got up.
Right.
So I just feel like she's an instigator. She wants to see Colin do things to her. Like, I think she likes it.
But remember, so in the book, they've known each other for maybe like 12 years, right? Since she was like a teenager. But in the show, I feel like they've known each other since they were like little kids. And I feel like when you know someone since you're like really, really young, you have like a connection that's like so different than someone that you've met like since teenage years. I don't know.
I agree.
So I do feel like if this happens, which I think will, I think she's going to sit out there not because she wants him to do something, but because she knows that he's going to understand her like no one else will. You know?
Okay.
And honestly, when else would they be able to talk about what happened?
It's manipulated.
In a carriage ride home.
Right, because explain why she told him in the book. Then I expected better. MC. I thought you thought I was better than this. Like, she literally told him, I thought you thought better than here.
Wait, come on now,
MC. You need to switch to Bridgerton. Mia just proved why she's a Featherington.
Thank you, because I know Penelope wants. I am a Penelope. I know. She is a freak. Don't underestimate that woman. I'm trying to tell you right now. Don't underestimate her.
I am like diving and into
the laundry with her little Featherington head.
I know.
Literally. I'm just saying, like, she knows exactly. Literally.
She knows, but I'm diving into her sensitive side. Like, she really wants him to just care because he's always been like, everything that he's done so far in the show, he's never really, like, I feel like from her point of view, like, he's never really cared about her. Like, yeah, he's doing that because he knows her, but, like, does he really care? And so she just wants him to prove it.
But we're not talking about, like, we're not talking about show Colin. We're talking about book Colin. First, that's the first thing. Second thing is that they rode in a carriage for how many hours home, and you mean to tell me that she didn't know what she was doing in the back of that carriage when she got?
Oh, girl,
he was literally like, they were bickering, and she was like, basically like,
no. When she got in the carriage, she knew exactly what she was doing. But what I'm saying is, when she got out of the church, she didn't know what the fuck was happening.
That's a lie. I don't believe that either. No.
It's all part of the plan.
That man literally told her, you're going to need God by the time. Like, if a man told me that, I'd be like, ooh.
Let me kneel down and pray.
Right. Let me go pray on these steps. My hack ain't here. So now I'm just going to pray because I know
he's like, coming. I'm away for you outside. She's like, I'm away for you outside.
She voy a rezar un rosario.
Not the rosary.
Maria.
Not the rosary. Oh my God.
I'm going to go outside, rezar un Padre Nuestro.
Not the rosary.
I'm done.
Either way, she knew what she was doing. That's just happy.
The way that I see it, it's kind of like a kid got caught doing something and now they know that it's inevitable that they have to now talk to that person. It's like Penelope's waiting outside of like the principal's office, like, oh shit, now I gotta talk to like principal, and it's calling at the time, like, but and she can't, it's not like she could just avoid him. Like if she ran away, okay, cool, but she would still encounter him and he would still confront her about it, but there'd be more people around. So it's almost like she's just accepting it. Like she's sitting there like, okay, I gotta talk to him about, like, I can't not, because it's gonna come up at some point.
And I don't know where to go, and who else is gonna take me home.
Well, then Julia shouldn't have wrote get up into the carriage, take the long way then. Because those were exact commands. Those were commands. Those were not like, oh, Penelope, let's get up and talk. He said, get up, period. Into the carriage, period. Take the long
No doubt about that. Period. I just mean with Pen. With Pen sitting there accepting her fate.
Basically. I'm about to get my ass. You know what? Let me stop. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. So the next one is Colin asking Pen to marry him.
No.
So do you think that we're going to get that? Are you going to marry me or not?
No.
I don't like it. I think it's very friendly, but that's just me.
All right, if he does do it, I really hope she says no. Chain feathering turn. No.
I think before we talked about this before, and I think it may happen, but I don't think she'll say yes if it does.
Mm. I kind of want him to do it in more of like a romantic way, especially if this is a rom-com.
I think he will, Sarah, but what I'm saying is like, it's, I think what Caitlin is saying is that, is he going to do it the same way?
I feel like it's not going to be romantic because the whole wedding is going to be the romantic part. You know,
right,
there has to be a messy situation in this show, so I don't think it's going to be perfect where she gets the perfect proposal, the perfect wedding. It's one or the other, I think.
Yeah,
but if I think the proposal will be the same. Well, it'll be, because that's technically comical. The way he asked her was technically comical, because she literally fell on the floor. Well, she fell on the floor in response to his question. She was like, what? And then she fell on the floor because he was like, for God's sake, are you gonna marry me or not?
Well,
because
if she says if she says no at this point, though, then that changes the whole progression, because then he's not gonna ask Lady Featherington any of that, and so that'll,
and then that makes more to the show, and then that waits longer.
I think my girl should say no. Fuck you, Colin.
So no. how long does she have to wait before she says yes? Two episodes? We only get eight episodes.
He better back for one whole episode with like three full balls in between.
So three, four balls. You know they only get an hour an episode, so three balls. At the last part,
gotta prove himself.
No. I'm just saying, he better wait. And the thing is, like, she's totally worth it.
Who got time? I don't know, got time.
My girlfriend got time.
We got spicy scenes to make and watch.
Netflix don't got time.
No. I'm not saying they're not gonna fuck in between. They're totally gonna make out in fucking between.
But who wants that? Nobody wants Colin Penelope.
Well, I do.
In between. If he doesn't marry her, then it's like,
I want Colin to beg. He better beg my girl.
He will.
I think he should be begging in the beginning.
Yeah, I think
at the end, I feel like they need to go ahead and just.
I need him more. And I feel like Colin, I think at the end of episode 4, I think it was you, JP, that said that we're gonna end with like, get in the carriage or the carriage scene,
mm-hmm.
right? I feel like the last four episodes is going to be him finding out who Wistan is and him basically begging her. I think he's going to beg her episode five, episode six. At the end of episode six, she's going to say, okay, fine, sweetie, whatever.
Did you say the end of episode six?
Yeah, and then seven, that's when, like, there's has to be.
You're giving me a heartburn over here, MC.
I just want you to know the length of what you're talking about. We only get eight episodes.
Yeah,
the last two episodes for them to finally say yes, and that's yes. It.
We're gonna get the wedding episode seven.
Maybe.
We're gonna get the wedding episode seven, and episode six is gonna be my boy begging my
girl. So what happens in the last episode?
Begging.
More begging.
Episode eight is begging?
Like season one and season two, they don't do anything until the last couple episodes either.
Which was kind of messed up. And see, now you're making me think that we're not going to get a full detailed story because we have to wait until season four, and God knows when we'll get season four. We won't get season four until like somebody's 85. I'll be 85 by the time they get that.
Well, I've heard before that somebody said that a romance is only as good as what keeps your couple apart. So I think they're like at first,
yeah,
they're going to fall in love and then they'll get together and then he'll find out that she's waiting whistle down. And then that'll cause another problem. I think they're going to have two different problems to deal with. Yeah. So I think they're going to get together and then have a problem to deal with. So that's kind of what they did in the book, right?
Yeah. They got to, well, he found out who she was. That's how they got together, because he found out who she was.
Yeah, and but then they had to deal with the issue.
Well, they had some type of altercation in the carriage scene. And then he was like, I want to marry you. But then after that, it just led to all these moments of them together. Even though he was avoiding that situation of Lady Whistledown, she wasn't. She was like, we need to talk about this. But he was like, I'm not going to talk about this with you. But they were still like, face smashing, like it was still a lot of romance in between all of that. So I hope they keep that timeline of like when he finds out and they're like together, they're like in a courting, I guess I'll say that, they're courting each other, and then, you know, and then they'll have the wedding and then whatever. But I can't do this separated for six episodes and then the last two episodes.
I think it's gonna be like season one. I think it's going to be like season one where Daphne and Simon got together and then something happened and they had another conflict and then they had to get together again. I think that's what's going to happen.
And that was what, like 5, 6, 7, 8?
They got together in 4, and right? And then they got together again in 8. Right?
I don't remember. All I know is that, but that was like a slow burn. That was a fat. Was it slow or fat? I don't know.
No idea.
It was a fast burn.
Yeah, they were fast.
They were both burning for each other. Well, she was burning for him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, but even though they got away from each other, there was still like heat in between them, right?
Yeah.
So they were
yeah.
still having moments. So maybe that's what I was saying. Like, that's fine. They could do that where they, you know, have a problem and then have sex and then have another problem and have sex and have another problem and have, I mean, however they want to not have sex, but they have like romantic moments.
As long as they're having sex, Mia, that's fine with me.
Let's do whatever they want. What else are we? I just want to be honest. What the hell else are we watching the show for?
Right. Nick told us. We've already said that we believe Nick, and Nick said this season is romantic. What'd she say? The first season was sexy. The second season was passion.
Yeah.
And this season's romance. So
and spicy. Because
we got it. We'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be an author.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, so the next one is Colin and Penn confront Lady Featherington, and then she tries to pawn off Felicity instead, which obviously we know there is not a Felicity. Mm-hmm. And obviously this scene wouldn't happen unless or until, or maybe even if it was only that that line that he does with, are you going to marry me or not? I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I think we've said before that we think this will happen, but we think it'll be Prudence, right?
Yeah. That makes sense.
I hope not. I hope not.
It'll be interesting to see like who else is in the room too. Like, is it gonna be the Finches?
Yeah.
Because there's no that other would be like nice. Family.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's not. It's just them three. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see the part where, like, I hope they do the part where, like, he's dragging her across the floor, and she's like, "Colin, wait!" And he's like, he's just going, like, he's not listening to nothing she's saying.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Colin, wait!" And it, she trips and she falls on her face, because he's like pulling her. Like, remember, like in that part, like he's like pulling her through the house at that point. It's just a lot of moments where I want him to like. His giant feet and her little feet. I just really want those interactions where she has to keep up with him, but she can't because she's so tiny.
Have you seen the picture of like the little horse?
Right. Like, just like, and he's just like, boom, boom, boom. She's like, wait, Colin, wait. Yeah.
Like my little legs can't keep up.
Right.
I often get left behind when I'm walking with my taller friends. I tend to say, wait, my legs didn't grow to be as long as yours.
You're like,
right. Long stride, long strides, short strides. Yeah. I like that scene though, because he really puts Lady Featherington in her place. And he's just like, yeah. Like, for God's sakes, like, I want to
marry don't want Patella. Prudence.
Like, let it go. Let it go, sis. And then when he tells her, like, you need to show my wife some respect. He basically mm-hmm. told like his soon-to-be wife or his fiance, whatever. It was just the fact that he was already calling her like his fiance. And she was just like, if she's gonna be my wife, like you need to show her some respect and stop playing with her. Mm-hmm. Like I hope that's in there where he kind of has this moment of like sticking up for her, because I think that's gonna be a really pivotal moment as well. But yeah.
And since he hasn't stuck up for her in the past.
Exactly. Sorry.
You know how, I guess in the book that Lady Featherington's like, Felicity, go get your watercolors to like show him. I feel like if they're putting it off on Prudence, she'll be like, go sing a song for us.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. He went through that.
They'll just recap when he was there the first time.
Yeah.
But he almost, if you really look hard, he almost broke character when in that scene, because everybody almost broke character. The only one that didn't break character was Jonathan, which he was hiding behind the cup, but like you could tell he wanted to laugh. But Luke literally almost broke character, like you could see it. That's why he walked out, because he was like, I can't, like they probably cued him to walk out right there, because he was like, I cannot, because her singing was awful. Oh my God, but it was funny though.
Okay, so the next part that I want to talk about is when Eloise and Penn have a heart-to-heart. Now, this could happen in a different way, maybe, because of their riff, but yeah, Sarah, what do you think?
I think that this is going to be the part where they make up. If they're going to make up in this series, I think this will be the part.
Hmm.
Because...
Okay.
Yeah.
This is in the middle of the book, right?
They did drop a photo today of them. I didn't see
that.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, because in the book they have a heart to heart, kind of like Penn talking to or Eloise about like the fact that she's marrying Colin. Like, how do you feel about the fact that now I'm not a spinster anymore, like you? But I feel like if it kind of follows the book timeline, that this will be where they make up. In some.
But
fashion.
I guess it wouldn't be about being a spinster, though, right?
Probably not. But I mean, it could kind of be. It kind of be both parts, I think. Where they're talking about like, oh, well, Eloise is like, well, you're engaged to my brother now, and they're like, well, we should just make up, and then they could bring in the whole Spencer thing too.
I feel like she's gonna be still like mad because of Lady Whistledown.
But they have to make up at some point, though.
No, I think he's.
I wonder.
I think Eloise is going to tell Penn like earlier in the season. I mean, I feel like everyone's gonna notice Penn and Colin getting together, so I think she's gonna be like, get away from him, or you know, make little comments like that. But I think you're right, Sarah, that in my opinion, I feel like she's gonna be like, hey, are you going to be honest with him? Have you told him the truth? Have you told him that you're Lady Whistledown, and like you've hurt him so much, and like have this like really big confrontation, you know?
Well, hopefully they do the carriage scene and he'll know.
No, I know, but Eloise isn't gonna know that he knows.
I guess I just feel like if Eloise and Penn are going to make up, it's going to be after Colin and Penelope get engaged.
I agree with that.
So. Yeah. Well, I feel like there's a part, well, according to the photo that we saw, like, it could be, like,
episode one.
Yeah, because the way they made it seem was, like, it was like they, you know, like, she was still in her, you know, older clothes, like, her older look, I'll say that, not older clothes, but older look.
I guess, but that'd be kind of dumb, though. Like, why drag that on and end that as in season two? Like, why make that be the ending of season two, and then all of a sudden, episode one of season three, they make up right away? Like, don't you think there'll be some conflict, I guess?
Oh, yeah, like, I think there'll be conflict. I'm just saying, like, they'll probably try to talk about it, and Eloise probably won't be, like, for it. But
so they're not going to make up in episode one.
No, I think their subplot is going to kind of scatter over different episodes, honestly, mm-hmm. because she's a part of that thruple.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. So the next scene that is in these chapters is the drawing room scene.
Yes.
So
Alves all the way.
I know I want it. I think they might do multiple drawing room scenes, but ooh.
Yes. Oh, a montage house. What of a montage of drawing room scenes? Oh my god.
Ooh. Like stealing kisses and stuff like that would be.
Yeah, so like him so just cute. Pulling her into the room, like, and it's just a montage.
Oh. Or like a ball or something, like different like houses and like
different rooms.
What if they reenact the scene where he grabs her hand, but instead of them going into a room to talk, they go into a room to kiss.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Yes, please.
That would be spicy. Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Penn, get it, girl. What if it's Penn leading him into the room?
Ooh.
Either way, it doesn't matter who leads who. We know they both are freaks. We know
as long as they end up in the same room, that's fine.
Okay, that's all I care about. I don't care who leads who. As long as you know who is in the room with you know who.
Okay, and then the last point that I want to talk about is when Colin talks to Daphne about love. Now, this is probably not going to happen with Daphne because apparently Daphne is not even in season three. So, who do you think would be the person he talks to if it's not Daphne?
Kate. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Violet.
Yeah, Violet makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, for sure. But I think he's going to be Anthony.
I thought Anthony.
I think he's going to have two conversations like Anthony did. I think he's going to talk to the previous season, so Anthony, and I think he's going to talk to Violet.
What if he talks to Lady Featherington? But Lady Featherington wasn't in love, so I can't say.
No, I think he's going to talk to Anthony, Violet, and Benedict. Because Benedict is going to be in love with, like, this mystery eye doctor person.
Anthony is already in love.
By the time this show comes out, I'm going to be really depressed if he doesn't end up with the eye doctor.
I know, right?
You guys imagine, like, seeing...
There's always a possibility.
You imagine seeing Benedict doing a painting of just some random guy and he doesn't know who it is.
It could happen.
An open
or Benedict
mind.
Paints the eye chart that we all look at now. To like, yes, sir.
Right? You paint the letters.
Or just one big eye.
2020
vision. Eye, like,
cover your left eye. What can you see out of this
Listen,
eye?
If we see Benedict do a painting of an eye, I'm going to lose it.
I know. Oh my God. I could not.
Whenever we see that actor, though, I'm gonna lose it because I'm gonna be like, oh, there he is.
That'd be hilarious.
But I do think that he's gonna definitely talk to Anthony about it. He's definitely gonna talk to Violet, but I also think he's gonna have a heart-to-heart with Benedict because I'm pretty sure that Benedict is going to be the season after. But you know what? I'm also thinking that he probably has to talk to Eloise about his feelings about Penn. So,
you know, I can actually see him going to Eloise out of everybody else, because Eloise knows Penelope the most. And so I feel like that would be, but then Eloise doesn't like love, so that will also kind of be interesting to see her, that will kind of show her growth, because if he goes to her and says, I love her, and I don't know, you know, how do I know I love her? And then that will kind of be interesting to see her growth. And then he kind of be like, when did you start getting so smarter? You know what I'm saying? And then she's like, maybe we can see a glimpse of how she feels about somebody, or how she felt about Theo. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she felt about Theo, it was like, I know that feeling of, you know, want. I won't say it's love, though, because she didn't, I don't think she loved Theo. I think she just liked Theo. But
yeah,
I kind of see him talking to Kate, too. Like, I kind of see them kind of bringing that mother, that new kind of Viscountess role.
Yeah, but I think Kate's going to talk to him early, Han, about, like, how are you doing with Penn? You know, like, don't play with her, basically.
No, I think she's going to be like, because remember, she's not going to be tough, right? She's going to be like Viscountess. So I feel like she's like, I don't know. I feel like she's going to have a soft spot. But I feel like talking to Lady Violet, I feel like that's kind of typical. But I feel like they all do that, right? They all talk to Violet eventually. Mm-hmm. But yeah. What I was going to say was, if somebody said Lady Danbury, what was going to be funny is she'd be like, you talk about love, and she'd be like, oh yeah, I was in love with your grandfather. That would be ironically funny. Like, that's when you'll find out, wait a minute, so are you like my auntie or something? My grandma? Like, what's going on? Are you my step-grandma? Like, what's up? Like, I was in love with your grandfather at a very young age, and he was older than me, but he was the love of my life. That's why I wish
Ledger was going to be around, though.
Yeah.
I know, that would
I wish Ledger
cool.
would be in season that, like, that he could talk to, like, Colin and Ledger could have conversations about love and stuff, like, oh.
Well, what if they do, like, a flashback of him and Colin? Like, what if they do a flashback of, like, Edmund and Colin talking about love? That would be really cool.
Yeah. I mean, how old is Colin, though?
Maybe, like, he's, like, a teenager. Maybe, like...
He was, like, 10, I think.
Oh, yeah, he was, like... Yeah. Never mind, because he won't know about love. Or he could...
I don't know when did...
He exposed love at a young age.
Do we know when Ledger passed away?
Mm-mm.
Because maybe he was around when he was a teenager.
Maybe.
And
could be.
Maybe there'll be a flashback or something. That would be nice to see.
Do y'all think they're going to find out that Lady Danvers with her dad?
I think Violet already
did. That'd
be funny drama, though. That'll be really funny. Because then they're going to be like, now we know why you're always around us. We get why you love us. Because,
one thing
or why
Violet
kind of
understood.
They're going to start calling her granny.
Yeah, she is. She's like a grandma to them, almost. Mm-hmm. Or an auntie. Mm-hmm. Either way.
I think JP's right. I think Violet already knows. They've revealed that. And I think it's going to open up even further. And I'm pretty sure Violet's going to get with someone from Danbury's house.
Or Marcus Anderson.
Yes.
Marcus Anderson. Oh, I really want
that's the only reason why I thought that Marcus Anderson was probably related to Lady D, because Violet was like not in like revenge or anything, but was like, oh, okay, like you're bringing him around, like I'm gonna get with him, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, like you slept with my
dad. You're gonna sleep with my dad. I'm gonna sleep
too much. I'm gonna sleep with your son.
I'm gonna sleep with your son. I'm gonna sleep with your cousin. I'm gonna sleep with your nephew.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. But I don't know, because I feel like Marcus Anderson's character is like, he's like this newly rich man that comes into the town that gets everybody's attention. I just feel like it's gonna be a competition between her and Lady Featherington, but. Because Lady Featherington is now single. Like, she don't got no man either. So,
you're right. But the only reason why I thought that was because there were things that said that Lady Danbury was going to have something from her past come up. And then,
oh, that's true. She did say that
Angela didn't say that. Oh wow.
And then she was gonna get challenged by that. And then the whole thing happened with like Lady Danbury getting with like her dad. So I'm just kind of like trying to put characters together. And I'm like, maybe she's gonna try to like get with her son. Maybe
Marcus Anderson could be her son. That you know what? That could be true. By the sleep with her son? Oh shit. That is drama. I love that. I actually kinda like that now that I think about it. Because at first I didn't get it, but now that I think about it. That would be great. That would actually be a really funny and revengeful storyline.
Are we gonna have a Featherington versus Bridgerton versus Danbury?
Okay.
Oh no.
Stay away from my son. You just stay away from my daddy. So birthday hats for you, for everyone.
Now we're even.
Right. I slept with your son. You slept with my father. Everybody's happy. So, dear listeners, our first challenge for our feud of the ton will be show off your family spirit. So, you gotta show off your family spirit. That's exactly what it is. You can make a post, you can make a video showing off your blue or yellow or anything that represents your team family. So,
a collage,
whatever you wanna show off. It could be an edit, but that was the first challenge.
Okay.
Will be show your family spirit. If you're listening today,
January 9th,
it will be the day you can early submit your submission for show your family spirit to be a part of the challenge if you're listening. So you'll be able to do that. We'll drop a video today and you'll be able to add your spirit. And the public challenge will drop on Thursday and be open until Friday. But guys, just make sure you remember, as I said before, the only way your submission will be counted is if you have your team in your profile box. It doesn't have to be the full thing. You can crop it, like half crop it, put half and half, but it has to be some type of showing so we know who's participating and who's not. But again, that's kind of the challenge. But when the public submission is open, everybody can join in and vote and submit whatever your submissions are.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to our new episode of Buzz of the Ton. And we couldn't have done it without all of our listeners and our Bridgerby community. We appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to us. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Buzz of the Ton. We'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned for our next episodes, which are released every Tuesday here on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. After all, what do ladies do best? Be the Buzz of the Ton.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.